So our next speaker is Tina Walachek, and she's going to be presenting on growers and consumers' knowledge, attitudes, and opinions regarding roses available for purchase. Please welcome our next speaker.
Hi, thanks everyone for coming. And I'm here again to present on grower and consumer knowledge and attitudes and opinions regarding roses available for purchase. So we know that as horticulturists, sometimes we have biases or we think that our consumers possibly want something, but then we find out, later that maybe the market that we've been going towards is not responding to our efforts. For instance, Behe, Redmond, and Dole did a study with poinsettias. After we've bred all of these cool colors and stuff, and they found that the consumers were just wanting red. They wanted red poinsettias. So we've seen trends with other things, and I was involved in this study where we were looking at roses to see what folks were interested in. So the objectives of the study were to determine future breeding objectives and gather expectations and attitudes about roses from the groups listed here, including consumers, hybridizers, propagators, marketers, members of the Rose Society, and non-members, and then look amongst different age groups to see if there are differences, to identify market limitations and develop strategies to increase rose use. We used a web-based survey, and that included 66 questions, so it wasn't short and involved about 30 to 40 minutes of people's time. Again, I mentioned that we collected some demographic information and backgrounds. We asked folks about their role in this horticultural supply chain. We looked into what sorts of physical traits folks were interested in and their opinions regarding different diseases as well as their knowledge, how they would respond to different marketing efforts, and we included a spot for some open-ended questions and responses. We gathered over 1,800 internet responses over 3 months, and this was a little bit ago, but it's targeting our efforts now from what we found. And we distributed the survey through various organizations, including the American Rose Society, the Rose Hybridizers Association, the TNLA, the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, by word of mouth and email through Facebook. And then we had a little news story that also told folks where they could respond. We used Excel to organize our data and then SPSS to use frequency and descriptive data, and then we made comparisons using analysis of variance. For our results, regarding the demographics, we saw that 89% of our respondents did already grow roses, and most of the responses were coming from the U.S., even though we kind of tried to send it out internationally as well. The mean age group was a little bit older, where they were over, we had about 72% that were over 55 years old. The occupation that folks were saying that they were involved in were teachers or professors, retired folks, and then other types of professionals. We asked their role in the supply chain, and most folks were recreational gardeners, but some were plant propagators or rose marketers. So when we looked into the kinds of characteristics that folks were looking for in a rose, so what kinds of things do you think that folks were interested in most when they were shopping for a rose?
Fragrance.
So fragrance. Anybody else? So something regarding the prickles, and those were on there. So we asked them specifically, how important are the things listed on this list, from disease resistance to flower color, flower number, size, the foliage, glossiness and color, the size and the something about the petals, you know, whether they want single or multi layers of petals, and then some stuff about the prickles, number and size. And I was a little surprised because one of the top things that came up, or the top most important thing that folks were wanting, was about disease resistance. So 87% of folks said that they wanted, or they felt that disease resistance was very or most important to them. The fragrance was second, with 62% listing it in the same category. Flower color was also amongst the top, but I thought it would kind of be bumped up a little bit more, but 91% overall said it was important to very or most important to them. 92% said that the number of flowers was important or very to most important. The size of the plant also was amongst the top things, with 85% saying the size at maturity was one of the deciding factors. And flower size was just 45% of folks were saying that it was just at the important level. Petal number, you can see there that it was 36% said it was important, but not very or most. And foliage color, glossiness, prickle number, and prickle size, those were less important to folks. So here you can see the Likert scale ranking from highest to lowest as laid out in comparison to one another from what we just discussed. When we looked at this comparison over the various age groups, the importance of disease resistant was pretty steady amongst all age groups. So you can see at the bottom it lists the decades of people's ages, and most people consistently said that it was pretty important to them. Here we're looking at fragrance, and you can see that amongst the different age groups, the importance of fragrance peaks around those who are around 40 years old. And then it declines after that across the age groups. Next, we have the importance of flower color, and that is most important to folks who are younger than 30, and then it kind of declines across the age groups there. Next, flower number. So flower number, again, it kind of remains pretty steady as being kind of a medium range level of importance across the different age groups. We also looked at variations in people's answers between whether they were involved in the American Rose Society or if they were non-members. And really, we didn't see too much difference there between the different groups of members versus non-members. So that was a little bit surprising, too. It didn't matter the types of plants that folks were interested in were the same. We did see a few differences, in the categories that weren't ranked as super important to folks anyways, amongst foliage glossiness, prickle number, and prickle size, where foliage glossiness was more important to members of the American Rose Association, or Society, I should say, but prickle number and prickle size was more important to those people who were non-members. We asked how much you agreed or disagreed with various characteristics of plants. And so with the statement, "I prefer roses that bloom throughout the season," most 89% of folks agreed with that statement. "I prefer roses that have fewer big blooms rather than many small blooms." And most folks were kind of neutral about that. They, it was okay if they had smaller blooms or larger blooms. We asked if if they agreed with the statement, roses are the most valuable plants, and 64% of folks agreed with that statement, and 53% agreed with the statement, "I would pay more for a rose bush than for other landscaping plants." You can see that at 47% either disagreed or were neutral about that, though, so a similar amount. Other questions that we asked if they agreed or disagreed with: roses grow easily in my climate. 62% agreed with that. And then 48% said that they disagreed with the best way to keep my rose bushes healthy is to spray them. So most folks were disagreeing that that would be necessary. However, 35% still agreed with that statement. 62% agreed that or disagreed that roses are difficult to grow. So folks were still thinking that roses aren't, too tricky. When we asked folks what size rose bush they wanted us to breed, most said between waist and shoulder high. And then the color that they preferred, so we showed them a scale. And again, it's kind of spread amongst the spectrum there, but 30% are saying that they like red roses. So you can see that most of the responses, though, were kind of in the purple to red range. Lastly, we asked, if you're shopping and you find an attractive rose bush for sale and you were looking using your smartphone or online, how likely would you be to purchase a rose? So some marketing questions. If it's very disease-resistant, likely, 95%. So that, that verified some of the stuff that we had gathered on previous questions. If it was somewhat disease-resistant, we lost folks, where 31% said they weren't sure. 52% said that that was enough if it was just somewhat disease-resistant. If it was susceptible to disease, though, 85% were saying that they were unlikely to purchase that. We asked folks which diseases that they were the most concerned with their plants getting, and black spot, 41% said that that was a concern for them, followed by 13% with downy mildew and 11% crown gall. And then we also made sure that folks knew what we were talking about with different diseases. So we showed them some images and asked them to diagnose the disease, just so that we could be sure that they knew the diseases that they were concerned about. And most of them did, they were able to identify things like black spot, powdery mildew, and rust on roses. So in conclusion, rose enthusiasts prefer roses that are disease-resistant, have some fragrance, and abundant flowering, ever-blooming. They like them to be about waist-to-shoulder height, and we saw most folks choosing roses that were in the red spectrum. We did see a little bit of differences amongst some of the age groups and members versus non-members, so we would potentially change the way that we were marketing to different groups. We were starting another study that based on some of these responses, and we're going to further explore the demographic group differences amongst the groups that I mentioned and breeders. Of course, most of our responses were coming from folks who already are interested in roses, and part of what we need to do is try to reach out to folks who maybe are concerned for other reasons about roses, or maybe think that it's more difficult to grow them. We also would like to make some gender comparisons. We do hope to improve the survey too on this next batch. And so we'd like to determine our market limitations and increase the rose market again to some of those groups that we haven't yet reached out to, so including in other countries. So any questions? Oh, sorry.